Hello,
Hi, thank
yes,
you.
I'm still waiting.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I'm the supervisor that's on duty. May I have your first and last name?
Bernadette Anderson,
And your zip code, please.
60616.
All right, and verify your shipping address for me.
300 East 26th Street, Apartment 810.
All right, and thank you. And looking over the count, I do see the Lavish Grace face cream that was ordered along with the eye serum that was the 1st of February. Shipping cost was $4.95 and $5.95. Now the count is canceled as of today. Now, when ordering the products, if you do not cancel within 14 days, then the company does charge you for those products. And if you still do not cancel, they will start to ship them out every 30 days and be charged as well. How may I help you?
I want all of these charges removed. I was not informed of this.
The
This to me is fraudulent, and it's fraudulent to my bank.
terms condition was listed on the website where it asked if you're 18 or older.
Well, I'm 18 or older.
Ask if you're 18 or older, and then it does also explain to you that it's a 14-day free trial only. If you go over 14 days, then you do get charged for those products. If you still don't cancel, they will automatically sign you up on an auto shipment.
I have not received anything. I did not see that. I was not informed of that. I thought it was a little weird. But I got my two little products and I was happy. I didn't even know I was charged $85.90 and $94.90. This is fraudulent. The Attorney General would be interested in knowing about this. The Fraud Department of Fifth Third Bank gave me your number to call. Both numbers. Now, this is for $85.90, 800.
It's the same company. Same company. All charges that you have on your account is coming from the exact same company. Even the $85.90 charge and the $94.90 that was charged on the 18th of February. The reason why you didn't receive a shipment on that charge is because you actually got charged for the one that you already have.
I don't have anything.
There are products
I have these two little items.
The product that you received on the 4th of February, those are the products that you got charged for. Which was the trial period products that you mentioned.
These trial items, are you telling me these trial items cost $85.90 and $94.90?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Well, this is unheard of. This is crazy. I want my money back. I want it put back on my card. I will never get involved in this kind of sham again. I want to put back, and my fraud department of Fifth Third Bank wants you to call them back and let them know what you say.
Okay, let them know, since you have already contacted them on a fraud claim, that they're going to have to call back with you on the line with us to verify that whatever dispute you have with them is no longer in place, and then we'll be able to discuss with you a refund on the charges.
Say what?
Since you stated on a recorded line that you have already contacted your fraud department at your cardholder's account, at the financial institution that card is associated with, you're going to have to call back with them on the line. They're going to have to verify that whatever dispute or fraudulent claim that you're doing with them is no longer in place. Once they verify that to us, then we can talk to you about a refund.
All right. Now, they want me to call them back. I'll call them back and have them call you.
Yes, ma'am. But make sure you're on the line when they call. Ask them if they can do the three-way calling for you, because you have to be on the line when they call us back.
And you're Tiffany, the supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct, Ms. Anderson.
I must call the fraud department. I got the fraud. I didn't know the fraud department's number. I got it from the bank teller who handed it to me. I didn't even ask her for it. I said, well, what are these calls that have brought my checking account down to minus 88?
Mm-hmm.
That's what got my attention. Your balance is minus $88. I said, what? It just had $103 in it yesterday. So that's how I was alerted.
Yes, ma'am.
I will call the fraud department right now and ask them to put to call you. And the number to call you would be which one?
You can call back on the number that you just called in on, because I don't have a direct phone number. But when you do call back, you don't have to get transferred over to like a supervisor, because I already notated your account and they'll be able to issue a refund once, you know, they verify that the dispute or that it's not a dispute with them.
800-463-7512 was the number I was given for $85.90. I was given a second number for the $94.90. But now that you told me they're the same company, we only need to call one of these numbers.
Correct.
The number, okay. I will call the fraud department right now and ask the person to call your number with me on the line.
Correct.
To refute these charges in February and in March.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you, Tiffany.
You're welcome, Ms. Anderson. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you.